I'm not freezing right now. We're inside, obviously. But I got to tell you, Will, I'm thinking about this for a second. I know we've done the show when it snowed in the upstate a few times. Maybe five times. I did this show from Colorado on a ski trip, I know, once. At least once. And I can't think of another time. It's less than 10 times we've done a show with snow. And as the sun comes up, I am in, I think the part that the locals would know here, I'm in Unihala, which is about 8 miles from Bryson City, but about a 45-minute ride because I got to go down this mountain and around this other mountain.
Yep.
But as I look out, man, I'm looking at snow right now. And I don't know how I'm going to get down this mountain today to go see Santa Claus tonight, but we're going to do it somewhere. Hopefully it'll melt at some point in time through all that. But anyway, beautiful, beautiful place here. We came up on Saturday. This is, you know, I love the mountains. You're a mountain guy, aren't you, Will? You like this?
Yeah. Bryson City, again, one of my favorite places to go.
Yeah, cool place.
I try not to go when it snows, though.
Yeah, we just went into Bryson City yesterday for about 30 minutes. Got some firewood. We did a hot tub, outside hot tub overlooking the mountains. I've done that a couple times. I've got this jacuzzi out here now. Man, that was nice. Did a fireplace, outdoor fire last night, roasted marshmallows and all that, cooked out some steaks and overlooking the mountains and all. Yeah, this is just beautiful. And we had a great vacation so far, but a working vacation from us. Hey, that does remind me to tell you about Blue Ridge Heating and Air. And as we wind this month down, I'm not sure what the lead time on this is, but I wouldn't mess around with this. If you need a new heat pump, you can save on their unbelievable equipment deals right now. You get the very best heat pump and heating units around with the American, with the Armstrong right here in the state of South Carolina. But more than that, the upfront $2,000 rebate or some 0% financing. And don't forget about the year end. That these go away now. January 1st, this goes away. But the huge savings you're going to get with your energy tax credits. So triple them up. Do it. Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Ask about these three different ways to save and how you can stack those on top of each other. Triple stacking is what we're calling it. We love Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Hour number one, we talked about the college football playoff rankings. We talked about all the championship games so far and hadn't gotten the coaching stuff. We'll get into that later on in bowl games. In case you didn't see it later last night, Clemson, Penn State, and New York City on the 27th with the Pinstripe Bowl. Kansas State, Iowa State, Baylor, and Notre Dame not going to bowls. And I asked Will Clinton, is the bowl system dead now? Or is it just on life support? We'll see. Let me get to Delvin, who's been hanging on patiently. Good morning, Delvin. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Take a snowmobile down the mountain, man.
Yeah, if I had one. You know, I got to get one up here to get one down. But, yeah, that'd be a way to go down.
Yeah, but, you're talking about, yeah, good for Chris Nitty, man. I mean, coming from where he come from and coaching, and that Nick Saban crew paying out, he coached Nick Saban too. So, man, it's great to see him have fun. But, Mickey, you're talking about coaching, the weirdest coaching thing happened this weekend. I don't know if you saw it. Mickey, if you was fired and WCVB, yeah, and they want to bring you back in a lesser role, will you come back? I'm talking about Brent Pry coming back as defensive coordinator. That's weird.
It's going to be really weird. Josh Williams and I were texting this weekend. We can't think of another time where somebody came back on staff that soon. You know, we've seen guys Mulligans.
I know Dylan Brooks, defensive coordinator, is back as defensive coordinator, but that took a couple years, though.
Yeah, I'm talking about, like, in the same year they bring the guy back as coordinator. You know, it's going to be weird, like the Hokie Club meetings.
Yeah.
Like, how does that go? Like, hey, we were booing you. And now we love you.
How about the coaches meeting? Mickey, we had a big coach meeting when he got coming into the meeting, probably ended up sitting in the wrong chair. Oh, I forgot. You know, I'm not the coach anymore.
There's a couple different ways to think about that. And one of them is, and two polar opposite ways to think about it. Number one is, now that you've had the head job, a lot of times those assistant coaches fail in that you get a little complacent, a little lazy. You're not climbing anymore. a lot of times they're successful because of the experience they had as a head coach. So I don't know how it's going to work out for Brent Pry, but you, I've seen it happen. I could give you prime examples of guys that were head coaches before that came back as coordinators that were ultra successful because of the experience, or that weren't as successful because they weren't climbing, they weren't as motivated. It was not the best job they could have or they've had.
Yeah, and what about the big upset this weekend, man? Illinois State going to North Dakota State and knocking out the number one seed.
I didn't realize that. Yeah. The number one seed's out?
Yeah, North Dakota State got beat by Illinois State 29-28.
I didn't even realize that. How about that?
Yeah.
I need to look up and see who's left in the thing. Are they at the quarterfinals or semifinals now?
I think quarterfinals now, I think.
All right. I'll have to look that up. I'll look it up now. But how about that?
Yeah.
Didn't realize that's the
case.
Yeah,
and what about the coaches? You talk about the coaches. The coaches are crazy. Mickey, I never thought I'd see the day that UConn would get Jason Candle to come lead Toledo, but they did.
Yeah.
I told how good Jim Moore made their job.
He did. And I didn't know if that was a better job, but apparently it is. Jim Moore Jr. did a terrific job of building that up. Napier, by the way, gets him a really good job. I thought that was an interesting hire.
The Southern Miss coach going to Memphis now.
I saw that too. That's very, very interesting to see. A lot of movement. Let's
Well, let's talk about the big one, Mickey. Matt Campbell finally did it, going to Penn State.
Yeah, Matt Campbell's a good man, and he'll have a good program. I think they better be patient with him there. He's got a big rebuild to do after this. The players leaving. And
that's why I think he got an 8-year deal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 8 years. And it's a better job. But it's going to be a better job in years like 3 and 4 than it is right now. Right now he's got a little rebuild.
How about this? It took Penn State 54 days. Only took Iowa State 10 seconds to find
his
replacement.
Yep. 10 minutes. That was it. They know. Isn't that something? They were prepared. They got it done.
Yeah. It's crazy. I'm just waiting to see what Clemson's gonna do. I think there's gonna be changes at Clemson. We just don't know.
Yeah.
When they're gonna have it. I think they'll probably have it after the bowl game. That's about double timeline anyway, ain't it? But after the bowl game.
He's done it both ways. He's made changes before the bowl game, like with Thomas Austin. Remember that one? And he's done it after the bowl game, say with Brandon Streeter. So he's done it both ways in the past. We'll have to see what and a lot of that scheduling and how it works out.
My mind is still on this quarterback situation thing. He cannot be serious.
He cannot. You just don't. You know, I saw a great post on one of these sites.
If he doesn't want to be fired next year, then like Brent Pry was in the middle of the season or James Franklin, y'all will have to see what we see. If something wrong, if we don't see what everybody else see on the field.
Yeah, you can't
forget trying to be loyal to a quarterback. It's about winning, man.
Yeah, go make your program better. Totally agree. Hey, Devin, always appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Thank you, sir. Let me get Jack in easily. Jack, thanks for hanging on. How you doing? Hey, Jack.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you great, buddy.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I was gonna talk about the playoffs real quick, but I know you're a big Yankees fan, Mickey. Are you gonna make that trip up there to watch Penn State and Clemson?
I don't know. My wife asked me. We won't take the whole family. I might take Drake up for the day, kind of a thing, or for a couple of days. But that close to Christmas is hard, you know. Because we do stuff on the 25th and the 26th.
After.
Yeah, man. So I don't know. We'll see. He's going to Yankee, and part of me
cool
also says, yeah, it's cool. It's going to be weird. A weird cool. I hope we don't get a chance very often to do it. So I don't know. It's a really good question, Jack. We'll have to see.
Yeah, I was just curious. I don't know any Yankees fans, but I mean, anyways, yeah. This the playoffs. I'm not surprised Alabama's in, but you mentioned in the last segment about their last couple games. They've looked horrible. Like they've looked like an average old football team. Like barely beat stinky old South Carolina. Oklahoma pounded them. Auburn about beat them. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Georgia, -3 rushing yards. So they really have no business in the playoff. And Oklahoma's just going to school them again. And then if you can answer me the question on the seeding. So Ohio State, I know the conference championships, you win the conference, you know, that's great. But in my opinion, if you had 1 and 2 play each other and 1 lost by 2 or lost by 3 points on a neutral site, should they just not switch places?
That's what they did, right? Yeah, that's what they did.
Well, so, I guess the seeding, yeah. I mean, I guess I'm looking at, like, the actual bracket, you know, the football bracket, the playoff bracket, and Ohio State got bumped to four, right?
No, they're two.
Having that in my head.
No. Yeah, okay, Indiana's okay. One, Indiana's one, and Ohio State's two.
Yeah, okay.
So that's what they did.
Well, that
and that's right, because Ohio State's the second-best team in the country right now. And so they got that right.
100%.
They got the top four right.
I was looking at the bracket this morning, like, way too early, and I had it backwards in my head because I was looking at the numbers like it had been four. But,
hey, Jack, we'll allow that. That's no problem. We'll allow it.
Yeah. Yeah, the Mondays. But I was just looking at it, and it's weird because you were talking to that Georgia fan, and Georgia's three, right?
Georgia is three, and Texas Tech is four.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So if Georgia's three, they're either going to probably get to play Ole Miss, who they've already beat, and then you have Ohio State at two, who's either going to get A&M or Miami. And if I'm a fan of any of those teams, I'd much rather play Ole Miss than either of those. So I was just you know, if I was an Ohio State fan, I'd be a little bit upset, and I was just wanting to get your thoughts on, you know, how the first round looks going into the next round of the seeding. But I appreciate it, Nicky.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate that, too. Yeah, I think Ohio State got a little tougher draw. I'd rather play a Lane Kiffin-less Ole Miss team than it would be Miami or A&M. But a little tougher draw won't matter. They're better than Miami. They're better than A&M. They're going to win that game. And then Georgia and Ohio State are going to play, and Ohio State's going to beat Georgia. I think we're in for a rematch. Now, I think Texas Tech or Oregon could beat Indiana. I think Oklahoma would give Indiana a game. But to me, man, this looks like it is set up because, to me, it's pretty clear what these top two best teams in the country look like right now. Again, we'll have some upsets. Who knows? But this is pretty doggone clear. Let me get Jamie and Anderson next. Jamie, thanks for hanging on. How you doing this morning?
Good, man. How are you, Mickey?
Well, fantastic. Very blessed.
Good. Carolina fan here. Listen to you every day, though. Enjoy your points. On this offensive coordinator hire for Shane Beamer, I understand as a Carolina fan, it's been a long lifetime of a fan. Let's just say that. But as far as I'm hearing Kendall Briles, I'm a Kendall Briles fan. Back when they hired Beamer, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, I was kind of on the train then, hey, maybe go get Kendall Briles as a head coach. How do you feel as far as if he comes into South Carolina, Texas offense, as far as turning it around? Do you feel like that's something he can do?
Yes. Yeah, I think he can. And it obviously depends. Yeah. First of all, on the Briles, it feels like he's – and if he gets the right guys, he can do this. I was asked this morning off the air about a text message God sent me from a Gamecock fan. Hey, how's he going to do? I was like, I don't know, because you want the good Kendall Briles, right? You want the ones that did it at Baylor and ones that did it at Florida Atlantic and some of those good games. You don't want the Florida State Briles, right? You don't want the one bad Arkansas year with Briles. The fact of the matter is like you still got to have players. I like Kendall Briles. I think he's a good football coach. I think it'll be a good hire. But – he's not a miracle worker. It's going to come down to players. Lenore Sellers stays, Harbor stays, get his offensive line better. I think you're going to get a good offensive line coach, and I think you might move Sean Elliott back to tight ends. All that's going to work out, I think, for you. But it comes down to you just got to get better players. Now, Shula was inept.
They didn't, you know, recruiting coming in, you getting some good names, but I'm not seeing a whole lot on the O-line still, and that's kind of a downfall for
us. It's very clear to me you've got to hit the portal with the offensive line, and you got to get the right guys with the offensive line. What you did that 2 years ago, that was a good offensive line. Everybody gives the App State guy, whatever, gives him credit. But he had a really good offensive line to work with, and Lenore Sellers had a good year. You got to get better, and I think you got to go heavy portal with two or three starters coming from the portal of the offensive line.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, all right, my friend.
I
appreciate it. Yeah, have a great day, Jamie. Appreciate that for sure. A short break. We'll come back. I've got a ton of text to get to. We'll get some phone calls as well. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I do want to take just a couple of seconds to tell you about my awesome friends at Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. Trail now does luxury homes. Well, I'm in a luxury home right now. We rented this mountain house, and we looked it up on Zillow, whatever, or the value of it. Like, yeah. If you want to build that luxury home, it just reminds me of what Matt Ruth and his 25 years of experience could look like with you. Trail tailored homes. Also, high-end home reservations. Renovations. And so you want that outdoor kitchen space. You want those bathrooms done. This kitchen's redone again. They do a great job of all that. Think about our awesome friends at Trail Tailored Homes. Exactly like what you've done with the commercial construction in North and South Carolina with Trail. They'll do it for you in the mountain regions, the lake regions here in the upstate of South Carolina. You're going to love our great friends at Trail. T-R-E-H-E-L.com. Trail Tailored Homes. 800-319-7006. It is a I didn't think for 30 or 40 years without it that they'd ever do it. I'm glad they're doing Trail Tailored Homes now, and a lot of people are as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Much more from the phone lines right after this.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Two steak biscuits for $5 means two times the country fry. Change your life. Need another bite goodness you crave. Order yours today. It's bow time.
I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
For over 10 years, CompX National has trusted Industrial Motor Service to keep their operation running strong.
We've always had excellent service, whether purchasing new motors or having ours repaired. Doug and his crew are a great asset in keeping our equipment running.
When your business depends on reliable motors and fast repairs, count on the team trusted by industry pros for decades, Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com to learn more. Industrial Motor Service, keeping your business moving.
Roto-Rooter is the original sewer and drain cleaning company. Our founder invented the first electric drain cleaning machine in 1935. Not all Rooter companies are the same. Roto-Rooter is the best choice for plumbing, drain cleaning, and pipe repairs. When water isn't going down the drain like it's supposed to, call the experts at Roto-Rooter at 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Start your day the Mickey way, talking sports before the sun comes up. The Mickey Plyler Show, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m., right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I told you late last week, great friend of mine, Justin Mann, has come on with a great business partner with us now, and at AllDry. I want you to go to myalldry.com. You know, they do the water damage restoration. They do the mold removal, and they do the fire damage restoration and storm damage restoration and flood damage restoration and sewage cleanup. They remove those bad odors. They do it all there. And traumatic scene, they do things. The bottom line is they want all other companies, too. Like, get a second and third opinion. You'll go with AllDry, though, because Stan knows this thing forwards and backwards. And meet with Stan, like, he's a hyper-focused guy on customer service and making sure it's done and done right. These are good, honest people. I've known Justin, and I don't want to be associated with people like AllDry because it's honest, it's up front. They're going to treat you the way I want to tell you about all of our advertisers are going to treat you. So on the free estimate part of it, you're going to call AllDry when you have any kind of issues, right? And their estimates are going to be lower because a lot of these companies have conflicting type things they do for you. When you see what they do and how they do it, and when you're around these folks, you're going to go with them. Again, they can put these nightmares to bed for you. AllDry is an unbelievable company. Let me give you a couple of ways to reach them. MyAllDry.com, 864-863-1234. That's pretty easy. 864-863-1234. Free on-site assessment and estimates. Look, you've got a major issue going on in your home like that. Don't mess around with mold detection and how that can work. They'll do a great job for you. And in my best Matthew McConaughey impersonation, they'll be sure they'll get you. MyAllDry.com. 864-863-1234. Good folks, man. Good folks. And that rapid response team is going to be at your front door ASAP. All right. Got a lot to do in this segment. Our telephone number is 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Let me get to some text line stuff now on our Adams & Co. roofing text line. Texter says, bear with me here, coach that don't care about special teams is a good coach. My opinion and Nick Saban's opinion. Yeah, the block punt Saturday night was a big deal. And it really set them up, and it kind of caused the first part of the avalanche. And special teams coaches, you know, Saban, they were solid on special teams, but they were so good it didn't matter. Well, in this game it mattered. And it mattered big time. And the field position was a big time thing for that. 0923 says, honestly, if you watch South Carolina Alabama game, then watch South Carolina Clemson game. I think most people say that Clemson looks like a better team than Alabama at that point in the season. LOL. Yeah. I mean, look, South Carolina outgained Alabama, had more first downs than Alabama. But so did Auburn, right? I mean, LSU didn't outgain them. Oklahoma didn't outgain them. Oklahoma beat them. But in Alabama's last six games of the season, I'll ask you, Will Clinton, what was Alabama, when did they look best in their last six games? And again, now let me give it to you. They saved themselves with a miracle win in the last 6 minutes of the game at South Carolina. They sleptwalk at home against, and that's, by the way, a 4-8 South Carolina team. They sleptwalk at home against a 7-5 LSU team and had like 250 yards or 300 yards of offense. They beat Eastern Illinois, Eastern Kentucky. Indiana. It's Eastern Illinois. They beat them. Auburn outgained them, and they had to, and had more first downs, more time possession. Auburn had over 400 yards of offense. Alabama had like 250. And then Georgia just physically dominated them. So what was their best game? When did Alabama look like a playoff team in the last six games of the season?
Well, every single SEC game, because, I mean, you got to realize there's 10 SEC games that need to be in the playoff. Was LSU in one of those in those six?
Yeah, now let me remind you this. In the LSU game, it was they won 20-9 against LSU. All right. In that game, they had 17 first downs. They had 344 yards of offense. They had 26 carries for 56 yards rushing. And, you know, LSU was terrible, as you know. This was when LSU took out Nussmeier and they went with Van Buren for the first time. So LSU wasn't very good.
Yeah,
they did beat LSU by 11 points, 20-9.
I would say the LSU game, because we knew LSU's offense was garbage, but at least Alabama had the excuse of only scoring 20 points against a proven and at that point we thought was a proven LSU defense.
Yeah. Let me get to phone call 654-ROAR. Phone calls always take a little precedence for us. Roger is in Anderson. Roger, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Mickey. What a mess. Look, I remember you said it 2 years ago, and I said it 2 years ago. We did not need to expand the playoff. It is very clear to me. Now, other people might disagree. Oklahoma fan might disagree. Ole Miss fan might disagree. We have four teams this year clearly that are better or have separated themselves. Texas Tech, Georgia, Ohio State, and Indiana. And in fact, there doesn't need to be any other game besides Indiana and Georgia, in my opinion. But here we go with the committee, and now we're giving out participation trophies to James Madison and Tulane. And we knew, and we didn't talk about it, but I heard your show and others talk about it. When they decided to have that group of five door open, you were setting up yourself for total chaos, and that's what we have. Because Notre Dame, Clemson right now could beat Tulane or James Madison. I mean, they are not. They jump so many teams to get into the 12. It's just ridiculous. The whole thing is ridiculous, and it's ridiculous on purpose because they want to expand even further.
Yeah, that's what gets me is like they know what they're going to do. Just go ahead and do all that. Look, you're right. I Oregon had a good season. Oregon's not going to win the national championship. I'm sorry. Alabama and Oklahoma aren't going to win the national championship. Tulane and Ole Miss aren't going to win the national championship. And Miami and A&M aren't going to the national championship. It is clear to me. I see a path for Indiana, for Ohio State, for Georgia, or for Texas Tech. But those are the four that are clearly, clearly better football teams than the rest of the country.
Well, that, even before the selection show, the narrative that they were setting up was, even before the game was played between Alabama and Georgia, the narrative was, well, those two teams are pretty much in it regardless of the outcome. So Alabama gets completely dog-walked. They don't show up. They played without any intensity and lost to a better team. Georgia's better. I'm not saying if Alabama brought their A game, it would have been closer, I'm sure, but Georgia's a better team and clearly a better team. I don't care what happened earlier this year. Right now, Georgia is a much better team than Alabama.
Sure.
Not only did Alabama get rewarded by getting in the playoff, they get to play a team that they've already played and have experience playing.
Yeah. What did the committee see in Alabama's last six games to say, man, I can't wait to put these guys in the playoff. These guys deserve the playoff. This team's like a playoff team. What did they do the last six games?
What they saw was they saw every week and actually every night Nick Saban and their paid narrative spinners, Paul Feinbaum and those others on their network, ESPN, talking about how good Alabama is and how they've got the best schedule, how they've got the data, and all the data shows that they're the best. They're the, one of the top four teams that they deserve to be in the playoff. That's what they saw. Mm. That's what they heard. Because they didn't see anything on the field that would suggest that they should be in the playoff.
No. Notre Dame is a much better football team than Alabama, I can tell you that.
Well, but again, they knew what they were doing when they expanded and allowed. Now, we didn't know what would happen with the ACC, which did happen, which was a five-loss team, Duke, winning the ACC championship. Okay, nobody had that on their bingo card, but you still had that group of five situation going on, and hey, I could understand one group of five team getting in a 12-team playoff, like one. But to have two and to have all these other teams that are clearly better teams sitting out and not having an opportunity to get in that 12-team playoff, it's just ridiculous.
Yep, agree. Totally agree.
But, well, you know, and Notre Dame, I do feel bad. What they've done, the playoff committee's done with this, they've done two things that I think they probably don't mind at all. They've upset the largest fan base in the country, which is Notre Dame. Now, some people might disagree, but pretty much every Catholic in this country pulls for Notre Dame, and they've got a huge alumni base and a huge fan base. And they've also reaffirmed the narrative that Alabama gets their way regardless of how many games they lose.
I agree.
If they go to a 16-team playoff, Alabama can now lose four games.
I agree. I totally agree.
Because you've opened totally up the door to three games.
Yeah. Oh, so four's next. Doing? Oh, yeah. We'll be – four-loss Alabama team gets in 16 next year, whatever, whenever. Yeah, of course. They're good. Hey, Roger, appreciate the phone call, buddy.
You know as well as I do, Mickey, if that had been South Carolina, went into that Georgia game with two losses and got completely demolished like that, there would be no discussion about the Gamecocks going to the playoffs. None.
Wouldn't have got in. Totally agree.
No. No way.
Thank you, buddy.
All right,
I appreciate
Mickey.
The phone call, Roger. All right, now think about this for a second, Will, because we have not talked anything about this. People think about officiating, and we don't bring it up too often on the show. I don't talk about officials too often on the show. You go back to the Texas A&M and Notre Dame game, and the lack of the holding call on A&M's final play there, where they won 41-40. It was an 11-yard touchdown pass. Remember, Notre Dame missed an extra point, by the way, right before that. And then with 13 seconds to go, Marcel Reed hit their tight end on a touchdown pass that clearly Notre Dame guy was drugged down. No holding call. And I think that's on fourth down. No holding call, okay? If Notre Dame wins that game, Notre Dame's in, all right? Think about this for a second. How about the pass interference against Clemson against Duke? Right? That call's not made. Duke don't win the ACC. Whoever does win the ACC makes the college football playoff, and you don't have to put Miami in. So both of those calls might have helped Miami's case to get an ACC team in. Both of those calls had a direct impact. If you make the holding call against A&M, Notre Dame wins the game. If you make the pass interference call, both those are fourth down plays. The game's over. You don't call the pass interference against Clemson, the game is over. Clemson wins. Duke doesn't go to the ACC championship game. You mean to tell me? I mean, those are tens of millions of dollars. Crazy, man. And here's a good point, too. The SMU, Texter made a good point about SMU and Miami. There were three horrible calls against Miami in the SMU game in the last 2 minutes of the game. I mean, major – massive phone calls. I mean, officiating calls. And we never talk about it too much here. Try not to make excuses too much. But those are huge plays in those football games. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Hadn't talked anything about Clemson and Penn State. We're going to do that a lot between now and the 27th. Interesting matchup. Penn State is an early favorite in that one. Hadn't talked about – let me mention it here quickly before I take a break. Will. Iowa State, Kansas State, you said you can understand that a little bit, not going to a bowl game. Baylor, they still have their coach. they're not going to bowl game? Notre Dame still has their coach. They're not going to a bowl game? Like, well, wait a minute, man. Like, you're too big. Like, you think you're too good to go to a bowl game? I don't get that at all. I you know, when players opted out, I didn't get that. Now, teams are opting out of bowl games, and the universities are having to pay fines. The Big 12 schools had to pay a $500,000 fine because either your players or your coaches or AD decided they didn't want to play in a bowl game. The bowl system is broken. Hard to believe we've gotten to where we've gotten to, but it is broken. Make no mistake. Hey, Will, before I take our next break, I do want to tell you about our awesome friends over at Snyder Tree Care. Snyder Tree is an absolutely incredible company. I love Eric Snyder. I love what he stands for. 833-4-MY-TREE. I hope that you don't have any, like I'm looking right now at snow. I hope you don't have any snow on the ground where you are in the upstate of Sacramento. I don't think there is anywhere. But Snyder Tree needs to know, look, you got ice. You have a bunch of things that are going on as far as you know, roof lines for your home, roof lines for your office. Let them mitigate any of those disasters in advance, man. Snyder Tree does an amazing job. These are the most experienced tree company you're going to deal with, taking care of your shrubs and your trees, caring for all people and all plants. They do an absolutely incredible job. 833-4-MY-TREE, SnyderTree.com. And I'm reminded that we have a bowl preview show coming up. So don't miss this, man. Come out and see us. This is going to be Thursday. And if you think about our calendar, we have the Army-Navy game this weekend, some bowl games, and then college football playoffs the very next Saturday, and then that Saturday after that, Clemson and Penn State. So you don't want to miss any of this. Come out and see us. The bowl preview show, Mellow Mushroom, this Thursday, 5 to 8. Don't miss it. Come out and see us. Love to have you. It's going to be an awesome show. Short break. We'll come back. More open phone lines right after this.
Fans, we feel it. Football season is in full swing, and the best place to get in on all the action is Underdog. You hear me talking about Underdog every single day, and there's a good reason for it, because I play Underdog every single day, especially, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, all football days, all great days to play with Underdog. It's easy to play. Just pick whether your favorite player is going higher or lower on stats like passing and rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and much more. And if you do a good job, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. It's so easy to play, and it's even easier to get started. Download the app today and use promo code OOB to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 plus, present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets at underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
I know what you're going to hear at those holiday parties. Everyone says they'll start after the holidays. And that's exactly why most people never tackle those extra pounds at all. Right now, PhD Weight Loss is making it easy to start before the new year with a bonus designed to get you moving now. They're adding 2 free weeks to your program. That means you can ramp up during the holidays and start the new year already working towards your goal. Those 2 free weeks means you won't roll into January feeling behind. PhD's metabolic reset system teaches your body to burn fat first. No drugs, no starvation diets, no endless workouts. Just a smarter, science-based system that fits real life. And when you mention 2 weeks on the phone, they'll waive your consultation fee and pay for the cost of your food during the program. There's no reason to wait. Call PhD Weight Loss today and start 2026 already ahead. 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Blue and white trucks.
Ace Plumbing. and family are coming over to your place for the next big game, everything has to be right. So when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold white and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bosey Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. And just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Premier Portable Buildings and Trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With two locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit shedsofspartanburg.com or shedsofwelford.com, where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660, or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg, or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
Enjoy elevated living at Sunrise in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson, starting in the mid-300s. Customize versatile one- and two-story home plans with luxury design selections in their 3,900-square-foot design studio. The pool amenity opens next year, along with natural walking trails. Live close to Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi, shopping in Anderson, and enjoy quick access to I-85. Sunrise encompasses convenience and lifestyle in a convenient location. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to discover elevated living in the Upstate.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are the Roar.
To keep my hands on myself.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Eggs Up Grill. Love it. Love everything about Eggs Up Grill. I like going to eat there, but I want to talk about the catering part of it. You know, Will, do you have any catering parties coming up? Your business? I know you're over at your real estate stuff called Eggs Up Grill. Any of your teams, any of your pre-boxed stuff, pre-game meals, post-game meals? Eggs Up Grill. Man, we love Eggs Up Grill. Love everything about it. Go by and see our great friends at Eggs Up Grill. Go to their catering page and get the breakfast catered to that big breakfast meeting. If you're in education, if you're in healthcare and you need these things done, get Eggs Up Grill with the brunch. Man, those brunchy buffets, they look awesome. And then how about the lunch? Box lunches are great lunch buffets, salad buffets, wraps, they've got it all. Check out their catering. And if you're looking for something great for catering, this is the best way to go about it. It's Eggs Up Grill. .com. Let's get back to our phone lines. I believe it's Bill in Columbia. Good morning, Bill. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good morning. Hey, just wanted to call.
How are you, sir?
A little shout out to Newberry College, the Newberry College Wolves. They are playing.
I saw
this
that
Saturday coming up in Division II, the Final Four.
I saw that. I tell you what, that staff has done a great job there. I've kind of kept up with them a little bit this year. I know that the mayor down there in Newberry has posted this several times on his site. He's a good friend of mine, Foster Sin. And great to see it. A really good win this past week. And now on to the semifinals, man. What a big
That's
deal.
Right.
That's really cool to see. 12-1? Yeah, they're 12-1 now. Yeah.
12-1, and if you're having a football need some football Saturday, they'll be on ESPN Plus at 12 noon.
Who they got now, and where they're playing?
They'll play Ferris State up in Big Rapids, Michigan.
All right, that's where Chambliss came from. yeah. Let's see if we get this guy's a charter somehow, some way. But I saw it online. Someone sent me the text to it. They were down big. They were down like 21-3 and came roaring back to win against Auburn State.
Quarter.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
Nice win for Newberry. Yep. Good stuff for sure. Well, I'm glad you mentioned it, Bill, and we'll keep up with them and pull for those boys. And we need to do a GoFundMe. Get them an airplane ride up there and let the NCAA take care of that for them.
That would be good. Shoot, Newberry's small enough, they need a GoFundMe for the bus ride.
That's right. That's exactly right. Great job by that staff and that team, though. Bill, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for pointing that out. Have a great day.
All right, take care. Go.
All right. Newberry, man, a big one there. Okay. I got a couple of interesting texts. By the way, text line's been flooded. I'm trying to get to Adams to go text line a couple of times here. Stevie from Simpsonville comes off the top rope this morning. He's going nuclear. Good morning. I missed it. Which bowl game is South Carolina going to? Stevie from Simpsonville. You didn't miss it, Stevie. You didn't miss it. But it does remind me of leads me to lead into QCT's text this morning, who says, I'll give you the proper Clemson fans' proper response to the college football playoff selections. Number one, Bama over Notre Dame, don't care. Number two, two group of fives, don't care. Number three, Georgia's path, don't care. Number four, who's going to win it? Don't care. None of it matters. We're playing in the New York, he calls it the Socialist Bowl, garbage. Clemson isn't the college football playoff, and it's completely unacceptable for our crappy conference and schedule. Absolutely unacceptable. Yeah, one of the things in watching the final few minutes, because I did not watch a single play of the ACC championship game until the Big Ten championship game was over. And went that route of just – I didn't really care about the ACC championship game, and obviously nobody else did either. But when I turned it over, I was thinking to myself, you mean to tell me that in this year that Clemson and Miami can't even make it to the championship game? Like, all the players, all the money, and Clemson – and I thought for Miami too, not just Clemson – but can't even make it to Charlotte? Oh, man. Awful. Just awful. And I don't totally disagree with QCT that, you know, this is not a – it's a good little side trip. And Penn State and Clemson, who knows, you know, got some history with the one game down in the Citrus Bowl and all that. And it's more interesting than playing in other places, I guess. I mean, you got a little bit of novelty of Yankee Stadium, a little bit of novelty of New York, a little bit of novelty of playing, you know, Penn State for only, I think, the second time in school history. With that said, it's still not a good deal. Not a good deal at all. Let me get William up next from beautiful Traveler's Rest, which I'm not all that far from right now. Good morning, William. How are things in TR this morning?
I'm good. I feel like it's going to get worse before it gets better.
I can see that. The hope is, though, that if you get a quarterback in there, it can get better pretty quick.
Well, I'm talking about college football in general, but I wish they'd go back to eight to ten football leagues. Everybody plays each other in their league, separated out. If they're going to keep this expanding the playoff thing and get away from this, league's got 20 teams and 18 teams, and I just don't like it. It is not reasonable anymore. Nobody's traveling all those games. And what does make Notre Dame force them to finally get in the league is if they were in the league this year, won the ACC, they'd be in right now, wouldn't be outside looking in crying.
Yeah, they've got one now that's like for next year, something like if they're in the top 12, they're guaranteed in. Or so, well, we get bending over backwards for Notre Dame football, which I don't understand. But I do agree with you, it's going to get worse before it gets better. But William, let's talk about it for a second. When all the conference stuff expanded and all this stuff started, and when the college football playoffs expanded and all that started, and when the NIL stuff first came about and the transfer portal first came about, I was like, wait a minute, man, what? Like, that doesn't make sense to me. That's not going to end up well. On every one of those subjects, if you listen to the show, which I know you have, I kept saying, you can see this coming from a mile away. No one felt like that this was going to go well. And yet we just kept going with it. Like, can you imagine running your business that way? Like, yeah, we're going to make a major decision here, and we know it's not going to end up well, but we're still going to do it anyway.
And you were talking about officiating earlier. The last few years, I can't count how many games I've watched and thought a terrible call here or there. a call that they just blatantly missed right in front of the ump, ref, whoever, or a player just blatantly missing a wide open catch, just drops it in a big, big crucial down, or quarterback terribly overthrows a wide receiver. Just a lot of those things have happened. It makes me wonder, did they get paid to do that?
Yeah, that's when it's bad, is when that's the thing that crosses your mind now. But here's the thing about that. So much more access to gambling. Players have more access to gambling. Officials have more access to gambling. What do you think's going to happen? Or is, would anybody be shocked if we found out the next gambling big scandal comes about? Is anybody going to go, oh, my goodness, I'm shocked by that. I didn't think that would happen.
It would crazy hurt stuff. The sport majorly, way more than anybody thinks has benefited it.
Yeah. Oh, there's no doubt about that. But we continue to make decisions knowing in advance that it ain't going to end up good. And I just don't understand that. And I don't understand why we can't have any vision on any of these items. But we don't. We don't have leadership. Well, we don't have vision.
No, at least we're going to your favorite place in the world, Mickey. Good place in football. How about that?
Well, I'm torn on that deal. I'll talk about that in a minute. But I'm torn on that deal. We'll see.
Good talk.
All right, my friend. I always appreciate it. Yeah, good to hear from you. Look, I love the New York Yankees. I'm not sure you should be playing a football game in Yankee Stadium. I mean, the seating arrangements, I don't know. And Fenway's coming later that afternoon. I don't think you should play football games at baseball stadiums. And there's a little novelty involved there. I get it. But I'm not happy about 7-5, not happy about not making the playoffs, tell you that. But Butch, hang on. I'm going to get to the top of the hour because I don't have enough time to get to you now. But hang on. I promise I'll get to you. When we first found out about going from 4 to 12, Will, you were with me, I think, when we finalized this.
Yeah.
Every listener knew it. Every caller knew it. All of our hosts knew it. All of our producers knew it. And we talked about it. That's a terrible idea. The number 12 makes no sense whatsoever. But what did we do? And by the way, we saw the pitfalls in advance. Oh, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. But what did we do? We still did it. When we decided to go championship games, or when we decided just to take away divisions, I was like, what? Why would you take away divisions? Can't you see the pitfalls of it? And we saw it in every caller, every listener, every texter, every host, every producer. Oh, yeah, this is going to be this is a terrible idea. And yet they still did it. When it came to the NIL stuff, the transfer portal stuff, preached about it forever. This is a terrible idea. You see the pitfalls of it, but they still did it. Like, in what other business on earth, besides government, what other business on earth can you just say, you know, we see that this is going to end up probably being a terrible idea, but we're going to do it anyway?
Well,
it goes to show you how popular football is and how popular college football is. Now, let me give you two examples here. Number one is, this is why the NFL, and I know the NFL does this on purpose, when the NFL thinks about a new kickoff rule or a new playoff, overtime playoff rule or any kind of major change, they'll call Dan Patrick or they'll call Stephen A. Smith. They'll call somebody up and they go, hey, man, run this up the flagpole for us. Tell us sources are saying that we're going to change the kickoff to putting it where the guys are start at the 40-yard line and can't move till the other team touches it and see what fans say. They run it up the flagpole. College football doesn't really do that. Had they ran NIL up the flagpole, transfer portal up the flagpole, 12-team playoff up the flagpole, then the fans would have shot it down. But number two is that it is a great example of just how much we love football. It's like my obsession with Bluebell ice cream. Like, I know how much sugar is in it. I know how it is not very good for my cholesterol. It's not very good for my heart. It's not very good all the fat that's going to come out of it. I know the pitfalls of Bluebell ice cream, and yet I still choose to eat it 3 days a week. And let's be honest, 4 days a week. Same thing. football, we love football so much in this country that we can continue to make awful decision after awful decision after awful decision. We go, well, that's okay. Yeah, well, you know, we'll that gives us more to talk about. I don't want more to talk about. I want good, solid decisions, and I want it done by leadership doing the right thing. But boy, football is Teflon in our country, man. We got high school kids transferring, high school kids with NIL deals. And we're like, oh yeah, man, that's at least it's football. At least I get to watch some football this weekend. And somebody stand up and lead. Hey, my awesome friends over at the Patterson Tax Service, here's a good little adage for you. So Russell is telling me all the companies he's meeting with about setting up this wellness program and saving companies $100 a month per employee, and the employees taking more take-home pay. And he told me this. He goes, the main thing is almost everybody's doing it. But some people who don't do it, they think like, oh, man, this is too good to be true. And it's one of the few cases in life where it's too good to be true, but it's true. Like, this is a no-brainer. Get in touch with him. If you're a small business owner, the Big Beautiful Bill has allowed this. Call the Patterson Tax Service, 864-859-8289, and ask about the wellness program, how it can save you all kinds of money. Love to hear from you. Hour number 3 when you come back right after a short top of the hour break. Yep.